It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, we continue our march through the states here in the United States of America as we learn from coaches around the country about how their outdoor state qualifying system for track and field. We're going to go to, you know, all states are really great and beautiful. This one just has a leg up, you have to admit it. We're going to head to the Aloha State with Coach Harvey here. So, Coach, first of all, thank you for being here. Really appreciate you and grateful for you stepping up for the great state of Hawaii. Why don't we start with an introduction? Tell us who you are.
Hello, Mike. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So I am Coach Mike Harvey. I've lived here in Hawaii for over 9 years. I moved here in 2014 from the great state of Texas, where I grew up, born and raised. I played college football at New Mexico State. I was a standout athlete as a Big West Conference champion in 1994 on the 100 meters. But I moved to Hawaii in 2014, got involved with track and field, probably about, 2015 when my daughter started running, when I thought, you know, every day I think, you know, their daughter's going to be the next Olympian. Right. So, got involved there and, just worked my way through coaching. So 8 years in the coaching ranks here in the state of Hawaii. I'm the head coach at Maranoa High School, which is a small private school, here in the heart of Honolulu.
Awesome, man. Again, thank you so much for stepping up for Hawaii here. So let's start learning about the outdoor qualifying system there in Hawaii. And let's start with, you know, some state associations. There's a private school association and a public school. Other places, they're both under the same association. What are we doing there in Hawaii?
Yeah. Hawaii, we have public schools and private schools. So each island is considered, I guess, a league. But on Oahu, where Honolulu is, so there are 8 Hawaiian islands, right? The main ones are the Big Island. Sorry, got a truck going by. Hopefully you don't hear that.
All good.
I got the Big Island, Hawaii, where Hilo and Kona are. You have Maui, where Wailuku and you know, the horrible fire in Lahaina is. You have Oahu. That's where we are, the state capital, the main state, the most popular, populous state. Kauai, which is, you know, sort of smaller schools there, Waimea. And then you have small schools like on the Molokai and Lanai, right? So they're real small. But on Oahu, we have the OIA, which stands for the Oahu Interscholastic Athletic League, and ILH, which is the Interscholastic League of Hawaii. And within the ILH, you have, you know, all the private schools. The OIA, the public schools, as I said, but what they do is at the end of the qualifying, and I'll talk about qualifying here in a little bit, they throw all the schools together. So there's no OIA versus ILH league, even at the state championship level. In football, particular, you have the public schools, the private schools, they compete in the leagues. The champions of each of those leagues play for the state championship. So there's one state champion. There's not a, you know, particularly like in Texas, a TAPS and then a 5A and a TAPS 3A. It's one state champion from all the combined teams.
Perfect. And so let's get into how we classify? You know, there's 1A, 2A, Division 1, Division 2. What are we doing in Hawaii as far as how we structure our sizes of our schools possibly?
Yeah, there's one division. There's one division. So all of the schools qualify the athletes, and teams qualify based on time. So they throw all the athletes into one single division. So the school that I coach at, Marinol, a total school population from K through 12 is maybe 1,000 students, where the high school maybe has, I think my daughter's graduating class of next year, 2025, has about 120 students, versus Punahou, who is across the street, who is a major powerhouse in track and field, and certainly sometimes all sports, of the largest private school here in the state. Punahou may have a graduating class of 800, right? So they're eight times, you know, possibly maybe 10 times larger than us. And we compete with them, which makes it honestly, you know, sweeter when the small schools beat up on the big schools, right? In head-to-head competition.
So all one division, there's not a small school, big school division. There's not, it's all, we're crowning every year a boys team state champion, one, and a one girls state championship. Okay. And did we hear you right? So to qualify for the state meet, I didn't hear you say districts, areas, sectionals. It is all on a timed list, on a order list.
Yes, sir. So it's based on the athletic.net rankings. So Hawaii is an athletic.net state. We don't use MileSplit, but we use athletic.net. So all of the certified, and I use the term certified events, are could qualify an athlete for state. So this is one of my biggest pet peeves, real quick. So they'll have a scheduled of meets. They'll say, you know, meet one, meet two, three, four, five, six, seven, and then states. So after the seventh meet, you believe like, hey, I'm state qualified. Well, then they'll throw in a meet between states and the last meet, and gives other people the opportunity to qualify. So Hawaii takes top 24 from the list, right, based on athletic.net rankings. So if you're sitting at 23rd, 24th in the ranking, you could lose your spot because of some, you know, meet that's been added at the last minute. And in fact, that's been known to happen, you know. In fact, last year there was an issue where teams had already booked their trip to state, and another team, you know, hops them, you know, and you know, if you're top eight, you know, there's nothing to worry about. But I mean, some teams and some athletes, I mean, that's your dream, right? Qualify for state, right? So if I'm sitting 22nd ranked, man, just hang on 22nd, and then a meet later, you know, you're now 26, 27, right?
Is so on those top 24, is that for every event? So from the 100, the 2 mile, pole vaulters, we're taking 24 in each event.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's top 24.
Is there a declaration? So if I'm a 100, 200 meter kid and I'm eighth on the 100 meter list, but I'm 23rd on the 200 meter list, can I say, hey, I'm not going to run the 200, and therefore it bumps up the 25th person up to 24?
You know, I wish there was a declaration. It's based on entries, right? So whoever enters the race, right? So in case in point, I had a so we don't run the mile, we don't run the 3K, we run the 15, we don't run the 3200, we run the 15 in the 3K here. In Hawaii, so I had a kid that wasn't on the top 24 list of the 3000. But I entered him anyway because he was close enough. He gets to the state meet, and because there were so many athletes that decided not to run the 3K, he's now on the, you know, in the prelims, and he actually made the final. Right?
That's interesting, because I wonder, is it culture there that, okay, if you're the 25th through 30th, you still enter your kid just in case? And if not, has there been a situation where you've gone to the state meet and only 20 kids have been in an event? Because
definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. Last year, and the state championship last year was in Maui, right? It was May 5th and 6th over in War Memorial Stadium in Wailuku. And there were events where some kids showed up, and there were, you know, top 24, 26 kids showed up. Two were told, hey, we got all our check-ins, right? For example, for the girls' hurdles, the 100-meter hurdles. And then there were events like the 3K, where there were 24 registered athletes. My kid was 26. He showed up, and there's only 18 athletes that actually ran the 3K, right? So it was, you know, hit or miss, right? I mean, so the declaration part would be awesome. That way that you could know that, you know, do I waste my time going? Do I prepare? You know, am I in or out? And and even the standpoint, I wish there was a district's regional, you know, state to area, that kind of thing. But I think we're small enough that we've always just done it this way, top 24. And I worry about just, I'm not calling anything out, so forgive me for those that may hear this, you know, at this point. I worry about the integrity part of it, right? Because top 24, I mean, I'm a certified timer, FAT timer, right? And I know the precision that can happen there, right? And the meets aren't always done the same protocol. Sometimes meets run with the wind, sometimes meets run against the wind, right? And it's really the facility's decision on what to do. So what everybody does here is, I got to get in that meet that has a win, right?
So you mentioned the state meet is a two-day meet, and you were at Maui last year. Is it traditionally at the same place, or do you go around different every year?
Yeah, it's a rotation. So every year, it'll rotate around, I'd say every year. I mean, 2 years it was here on Oahu. Again, Oahu has sort of the largest venues to host the host meets. War Memorial is a fantastic venue. I mean, it's a 20,000 seat stadium, right? So it can hold the seating capacity for all the teams and parents alike. But this year, the 2024 state meet is on Oahu. I forget the weekend, but it's always usually the first weekend in May. It's a rotating basis. So 1 year, the OIA schools will get the meet. The IL-8 schools will get the meet. The BIF, which is the Big Island Athletic League, MIL, which is the Maui League, right? So it rotates around. KIF, which is Kauai, I don't recall an instance of where they had it, just because they don't have a venue large enough to host. I mean, but it rotates between Maui, Oahu, and the Big Island the last, I guess, 5 years that I've been involved with track and field.
Typically, I'll ask at this point, is there a meet of champions that happen after the state meet to take all these different divisions into one? Yeah. We don't need that. That's what the state meet of Hawaii is. It is the meet of champions. It is the top.
Yes, sir.
How about any, you know, something that's becoming more and more popular and highly encouraged are adaptive / wheelchair races and anything like that in Hawaii?
There actually is, I guess I forget what they call it, but it's an event of four, but they do a 4x1 and a 4x4 of athletes that are, I guess, you know, considered in the Special Olympics. They actually bring them over and they compete. And I know Maui has done that the number of years that we've gone to Maui since I've been involved, 2 years, and they do that. And it's always a fun event, man, because some of those kids could qualify for states, right? You know, put that kid in 100. I want to see him, you know, give smoke to the, you know, to the kids that are actually, you know, in the other divisions. So
I love it. All right. Next question. And you've already given us one example, and this is always a tough question, because I'm going to ask you what unique events do you do, but they're not unique to you because that's what you do there. But you mentioned, we don't do a 1600, 3200 or mile, 2 mile. We do the 15 to 3000. So we do the, call it the collegiate distances, if you will. Anything else unique? Are we doing pole vault? What kind of relays are we doing? Any other javelin? What kind of maybe unique outside the standard events are we doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, well, you know, we do all the regular field events, right? Shot, discus, long jump, triple jump, pole vault, high jump. I wish we did javelin. Goodness gracious, I just started learning javelin, and I mean, it's technique wise, I really wish we did that javelin. We don't do, I guess, any particular unique events. We do have this year they voted in the 4x800 meter relay, which would be run as the first event of the meet. I was really advocating it to be run between the 4x1 and the 400 meters. to give athletes the opportunity to run the one, the two, the 4x1, and the four, mm-hmm. right? Certainly my fellow deaf ears for some, but yeah, just the 4x8 will be introduced this year at the state meet.
What about 4x2 or any sprint medleys? Do we do the 300 hurdles instead of the 400?
No, we do 300. We do 300 meter hurdles. Okay. So we go 100, 200, 400, 100 meter hurdles, 110 meter hurdles, 300 meter hurdles, both mm-hmm. you know, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. We do let's hit the 4x4, mm-hmm. 200 meters, 800 meters, 1500 meters, 3K. So no sprint medleys.
Yeah.
No 4x2s. At the state meet or in state qualifying.
Sometimes after the state meet, a coaches association or just some coaches that want to get together mm-hmm. and have made this tradition will do some unofficial state meet stuff. They'll do a heifer decathlon or they'll do a hammer throw or javelin since you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Anything like that after the state meet there?
No, when the state meet is over, track and field is done for most of these coaches, right? So I'm an advocate for youth track. I ran summer track back in Texas and just think it made me a lot of who I am today, certainly. So I started a club here and pushing for summer track, right? So I say it's hard to say summer track in Hawaii because it's summer year round, right? Yeah. So it's just like it's just track after school, right?
Way to make us jealous. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, you've already kind of slipped up and answered this next question. Okay. So I might have to, what they call, show the receipts if you change your answer now. Help us settle a debate, at least depending on your culture. How do you say, are you qualifying for a state? Are you qualifying for the state meet? Are you trying to get to states? How do you actually say it?
No, it's definitely states.
Okay.
Right? We're going to states, right? So, that in fact, I think if you go back and look at our some of our team Instagram posts in states. So we go to states, right? So districts, we're going to states.
You said it earlier and I was like, ooh, if he tries to change it up now when I ask the formal question, I'm going to pull, I got the rewind going on here. Yeah. So we're going to states in Hawaii. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And Mike, you've given us a few, but if I gave you a magic wand, if there was one mm-hmm. thing that you could change, and you've given us some of your opinions there throughout, but if there was one thing you could change in the Hawaiian system for outdoor track and field, what might it be?
A few things, but I think one thing I would change is the protocols of every meet. I'd like for them to be the same, mm-hmm. right? I think because it's as much as people say it's a 400 meter track, but wind matters. Wind, you have the advantage of the wind. You have a tailwind behind you. Then you will have a faster time, and certainly it shows when you get to the state meet, right? Like if a kid runs with the wind, he runs here, let's say a 10.6, woo wee, right? But let's say he's an 11 flat guy, mm-hmm. it'll show, right? But he just bumped a guy that's a true 11 guy, right, out of the top 24. And also it matters for lane assignments, right? So I wish the protocols were the same, making the decision that when there's wind, you run with the wind, or at some level bring an anemometer, right? I like to say anemometer rather than a wind gauge, mm-hmm. right? Bring an anemometer here where because they're affordable. Mm-hmm. And every meet could have one, and certify the meet of saying an allowable time is, give them more than plus 2.4, mm-hmm. right? Give them at least under sub 3, mm-hmm. right? And that would be one thing I would change.
Yeah, some more standardization, which would help with your top 24 going into state as well. That'd be good.
Indeed. Yeah.
Mike, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much for representing Hawaii. It was awesome to see, one division. That's unique for sure throughout our different states. I'm an advocate. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a big advocate for Meet of Champions. So I love that your state meet is the Meet of Champions. Yeah. So I love that very much. And just grateful for you being here today and educating us on the great state of Hawaii. So aloha, my friend. Sir.
Aloha. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.